This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3735, for Friday, the 25th of November 2022. Today's show is entitled i3 Tilling Window Manager. It is part of the series Lightweight Apps. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 16 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is i3 Tilling Window Manager with a bonus KD Plasma integration.
Hello, this is Archer72, and in this episode, I talk about my favorite tiling window manager, i3. First of all, what is a tiling window manager? From Wikipedia and computing, a tiling window manager is a window manager with an organization of the screen onto mutually non-overlapping frames, as opposed to the more common approach used by stacking window managers of coordinate-based stacking of overlapping objects windows that tries to fully emulate the desktop metaphor. While this may not be for everybody, it suits my style because you might say I'm a little particular about having overlapping windows. Even at work, I tend to not like things overlapping in a Windows environment. I've been using i3 for a couple years at least, and before this I tried out Xmonad, which is written, configured, and extensible in Haskell. Custom layout algorithms, key bindings, and other extensions may be written by the user in the configuration files. Layouts are applied dynamically, and different layouts may be used on each workspace. Xenorama is supported, allowing windows to be tiled in several physical screens. And on Wikipedia, Xenorama is an extension to the X window system that enables X applications and window managers to use two or more physical displays as one large virtual display. Developed under the name Panoramics by Madeline T. Asmus of the Digital Equipment Corporation, Unix X Server Engineering Group, the software was contributed to the Open Group for X11 release 6.4 and renamed Xenorama. It was then incorporated into the X Free 86 4.0 release in 1998 and Solaris 7 and the Solaris 7 release. According to the server project lead Rob Lembry, the name was inspired by the Xenorama widescreen theater process. Quote, "We were frustrated by having big alpha machines with multiple displays and being unable to move applications from one to another. It was developed as much out of frustration as out of competitive advantage," end quote. Some other window managers from the Arch Wiki include Awesome, VSPWM, EXWM, Herbs Luft WM, Left WM, Notion, Qtile, Rat Poison, Subtle, and WMFS2. From the Arch Wiki, i3 is a dynamic tiling window manager inspired by WMIL that is primarily targeted at developers and advanced users. The stated goals for i3 include clear documentation, proper multi-monitor support, a tree structure for windows, and different modes like in Vim. So let's talk about multi-monitor support, since it just came up. It's not something I normally use, but since it was in the documentation, I thought about trying it out using XRender. There are two ways to find out the properties of your HDMI monitor. The first one is XRender-Q pipe grep HDMI, and that will give you just the monitor name and whether or not it's disconnected and what position it is between you and the laptop. The next use is XRender-prop pipe grep HDMI. The dash dash prop flag gives you the supported modes, for example, VGA, DVID, and HDMI. And plug this into a bash script that if you select one for the multimonitor, then it sends a command of xrender dash dash output HDMI dash A dash zero dash dash auto dash dash left of EDP. And the EDP is derived from the command xrender dash dash list monitors. And to go back to a single monitor, just run the bash script again and press 2 to turn the external monitor off. Now we can go into the config files. There are actually two config files. One is tilde slash dot config slash i3 slash config. The second file is for the status bar and is located in slash etsy slash i3status.conf. The first thing in this configuration file that you're greeted with is a comment out section saying this file has been auto-generated by i3-config-wizard. It will not be overridden, so edit as you like. Should you change your keyboard layout sometime, delete this file and rerun i3-config-wizard. Please see, and then it gives a URL for a complete reference. After this, I set up several programs to start with i3, and the commands for this start with exec. The first thing I want to start is a compositor, and it is started with the line exec dash dash no dash startup dash id space pycom space dash dash daemon. Then I start KDE connect with exec slash user slash bin slash KDE connect dash indicator. And last I start the Viber messenger with exec space qt underscore scale underscore factor equals 1.5 space slash opt slash Viber slash Viber. Without the Q scale factor, since my eyes are not as good and the writing is quite small, that gets it to something that's more readable. And this can be done with any Qt type apps. Next, I have two mod keys set up, which is how you perform actions in i3. The first is set space dollar sign mod space mod 4, and that's the meta key, sometimes known as the Windows key. And I have a second modifier for the alt key. It is set with set space dollar sign mod 1 space capital mod 1. The modifier is used with one or two key combinations. For example, to jump between my notes window and the audio window, I hit the meta key and J, and then the same key to jump back. Another example of the modifier key is to open a web browser to go online with Firefox. I press mod O, which is the meta key O, or for Opera, mod plus shift plus O. You can also assign a program to a workspace, for example, assign space, square bracket, class equals Firefox, and square bracket, space 2, puts Firefox, when I open it with that key combination I mentioned, into the workspace 2. And I usually put my Mutt client for email over in 9, so I assigned class, I have to use a different terminal, rocks term, space 9, and that puts it over in the workspace 9. And for my regular terminal, I'm using GNOME terminal. So you put bind sim space $ mod plus return exec space GNOME terminal. And that, so that when I press the meta or modifier key and the return key, that I get a terminal. By default, a new window is side by side. And to modify that, you hit the meta key V, and the next window that opens is stacked vertically. And so if I hit the modifier and enter, say another terminal, then I get an equally spaced, vertically stacked set of terminals. In my next example, I'll jump back to workspace 1, and I can use the mod J to jump. I have it in several configurations of horizontal and vertically spaced terminals, and J will jump horizontally between them, and then if I have two stacked ones, then I can use the mod K, and it jumps down to the next window in line. I'm looking back through my notes and realized you might want to have a background. So I use FE, which is Foxtrot Echo Hotel, and you use exec underscore always space FE space dash dash bg dash fill tilde slash pictures slash wallpapers and the name of the wallpaper you want to use. Then the mod key, shift, and R reloads the configuration and sets up that wallpaper. Another useful command kills the focused window, and that's bind sim space $ mod plus shift plus Q space kill. Next, you might want to take screenshots of your new desktop. So I use Image Magic, and the command is bind sim dash dash release space shift plus print space exec space import space pictures slash screenshots. And then I have the date formatted, so it automatically formats the date and time down to the seconds .png. And I have something similar for capturing the entire screen, which is bind sim dash dash release space print space exec space import dash win space dash window space root space pictures slash screenshots and the date code. The last part of this config file is to start iBar to display a workspace bar plus the system information iStatus finds out if available. And it is called out by bar space open curly bracket space status underscore command space i3 status space close curly brackets. So now in /i3status.conf is the configuration file for the status bar. And it starts out as in a commented section. This says i3 status configuration file, cman i3 status for documentation. It is important that this file is edited as UTF-8. The next several lines define which order you want things to appear on the bar from left to right, such as memory, disk, the wireless connection, a volume, battery status, CPU load, and time zone local. The next section defines displayed information, and I'll do the one. It reads volume, space master, space open curly bracket, space device, space equals, space, and in quotation marks, pulse colon 0, space, close curly bracket. So that's it for the config files, with one exception. There was a problem that I ran into when I was just using i3 and Mumble. I would hit record when I wanted to do a session with somebody else, and then it wouldn't record for 30 seconds. So I found out that I could run actually KDE, Plasma, and i3 at the same time, so I got the best of both worlds. And I added that to my configuration file, so I can still do key bindings for i3, but I also have access to the menu to search for new programs that I might look to check out, or if for any other reason I need to access the menu. I added a separate i3 with KDE Plasma configuration file in the show notes. That's it, and thank you for listening. Leave comments below, and feel free to record a show of your own. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.